All right, welcome to the Rod of Iron Pod, a special edition of the Rod of Iron Podcast. Fundamental Baptist, breaking down discussions, dogma, and daily events. I am your host, Pastor Bruce Mejia of First Works Baptist Church in El Monte, California. We are in Cincinnati, Ohio.
That's right.
Here for the Fundamentalist Conference. I'm joined by my brother Marco Sanchez from First Works Baptist Church. He's joined me on this trip, and so we're looking forward to tonight. We're going to be doing a brief podcast this afternoon. Of course, here in Cincinnati, it's 4 o'clock. I believe it's about 1 in on the West Coast.
That's so crazy.
It is.
We're time travelers.
Something like that. So tonight we got a couple, or this afternoon we got a couple interesting discussions. We're going to talk a little bit about our trip, and then we're going to talk about the presidential debate.
Right.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, like 15 minutes of it.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, and then I got bored of it.
And then we're going to talk about our conference getting shut down. Someone actually tried to shut down our conference. Someone's still trying to shut down our conference.
They got nothing better to do.
They got nothing better to do, but we had the last laugh. And so, and then we're all finally going to be talking about why are we having a fundamentalist conference we're looking forward to. We're going to give you some information regarding the conference in this show, so make sure you stay tuned. I know a lot of you on the West Coast are not going to be able to watch this until later on, but that's okay. Thanks for tuning in. You ready?
Amen.
Dun 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 dun. About the conference tonight. Yeah. So let me just give you a brief overview of what's going to be taking place here in Cincinnati, Ohio. Here in Cincinnati, Ohio at the Fundamentalist Conference, we have Pastor Dave Berzins from Stronghold Baptist Church. He's going to be preaching for us tonight. He's kicking off the conference at 7 o'clock, and so he's going to be preaching. We're excited about that. We're going to have a full-length service here, singing, announcements, and then, of course, the preaching of God's Word. We're looking forward to hearing him preach. And then tomorrow morning, we have Pastor Joe Jones of Shield of Faith Baptist Church. He's going to be preaching tomorrow morning. And then I'm going to be preaching Friday night at 7 p.m. And Pastor Jason Robinson will actually be preaching. Let me actually mute this here because this is like, I hear an echo. There we go. I'm preaching Friday night at 7, and then Pastor Jason Robinson is preaching. He's concluding the conference on Saturday, and we're looking forward to that. We're going to have a lot of soul winning as well. And you know what? Cincinnati, Ohio is very receptive to the gospel, and so we're looking forward to that. This actually started last year. Mm. Pastor Grayson Fritz and I, we got together and to just have a preaching service with some soul winning. Brother Brett Stockton was the one who kind of headed it up a little bit and just kind of recruited everyone. And, man, it was great. We saw a lot of people saved, and it was great fellowship. We had about 50 people come out, so it was great. And then I just came up with the idea. I thought to myself, why don't we just have a conference here in the Midwest every year?
That's cool.
Because there's a lot of people out here who I know can't make it to maybe some of the other conferences. So I thought to myself, man, maybe it would be best if, you know, we can do something out here for everyone. And we had a bunch of people come from Canada and from Michigan and whatnot. So it was great. Now, unfortunately, because of coronavirus, the borders are closed. And so a lot of people from Canada could not come. But we have well over 100 people showing up for the conference. And so we're looking forward to that. It's going to be great. And so let's talk about that. Our trip, Brother Marcos, this is your first time in Cincinnati, Ohio, right?
That's right. Our trip was a trip. That thing, I've never experienced 3 different states in one day.
He was in a straight betwixt.
I was in Chicago. Then once we got to Chicago, we flew into Cincinnati Airport. But then we had to cross over to Kentucky to get to Cincinnati. That was like,
yeah, that was weird.
What in the world? And I was like, at first when we got onto the freeway, when Brother Brett picked us up, I saw a sign that said Kentucky, and I'm like, oh, maybe that's the name of the city as well, like, you know, the state. But then I saw
you're from LA.
Yeah, exactly. And then we start seeing wildlife out here.
Oh man, we saw Bambi.
Yeah. And a gopher. No, no, not a gopher.
Groundhog.
Groundhog.
A fat groundhog.
Yeah.
I was going to make a joke, but you got to be careful on this podcast here. It's,
yeah, it's live.
Live.
We can't edit anything out.
Can't edit anything out. Yeah, we saw some deer.
Mm-hmm.
We're out here in the Cincinnati area.
In the boonies.
Well, we can't say where our specific location is. We're in a secret location, actually, that we cannot divulge. We can't let everyone know where we're at because of the fact that, you know, we got some enemies out there who are trying to shut us down. So, anyways, we're in this area, and literally we just see Bambi and, you know, and two other deer or something, like, or does. Like, I think you call them does, right?
Yeah, fawns, I think. No, right? I don't know what they're called.
We saw, it was like Discovery Channel Live.
Yeah.
And I had Marcos go chase them.
Yeah, it wasn't. I wasn't successful at him. I tried to catch one.
I had him go chase it. I said, go chase that thing now. Dude, you got to like, catch up to that thing.
The mom was like, get away from that guy. He's from L.A.
That was crazy, man. We only have, like, stray dogs in over in Los Angeles.
We got stray dogs.
And with coyotes. Like, we have coyotes.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's about it.
We got bums. We got hobos and homeless people. We got Skid Row.
Yeah. Yep.
That's almost like deny the same thing, right?
Almost. Yeah,
they'll
seriously.
They'll still attack you for some change.
This podcast is brought to you in part by
Sleepless Nights.
Sleepless Nights and coffee.
Yes.
So let's look at the comment section because I see a lot of people. We have Ariel Gonzalez, which is Brother Marco Sanchez's fiance.
That's my fiance.
Welcome to the special edition podcast. Got some emojis on there. Yes. Jose, come on. Brother Jose from from First Works Baptist Church. Brother Heath Hendricks is on here. Justin from Romania. We got Carla Baza. I hope I said that right. No Filter Baptist. Yo. That's what they said. It says the debate sounded like my hey, Heath, man. You're stealing our thunder here. We can't talk about that yet. Let's see here. What is that? Yahshua? Brother Mejia, God bless you. Not sure you remember me from last year. I came to your church from Australia. From Australia? Well, did you come with, what's his name? I can't remember his name. Someone in the comment section, tell me his name. The guy from Australia. Oh, man.
It's like, I had a, he's a Syrian, too.
He's a Syrian.
Man, I forgot his name.
Oh man, well, it'll come to us. We're pretty tired right now.
Yeah.
Teresa is on here. She's waving hello there. Melixa Herbert also is on here. We have 1611 Mirror KJB. Brother Ben the Baptist. Hello, sir.
Brother Ben,
the seasoned podcaster on here.
I like Brother Ben's podcast. He's always rocking that First Works shirt. Right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. We're gonna have to send him some First Works stuff for doing that. So, Brother Ben, email me. Shoot me your address. I'm gonna shoot you over a sweater if I can get one. And then Brother Ulysses Hernandez, hopefully he's ready to preach tonight.
I know.
He says West Side.
Okay, Ulysses.
Banging on the comment section. Okay. Oh, Ramses. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, Ramses.
Oh, Brother Adam Kanzari's on here. Brother Adam Kanzari is actually part of the Rod of Iron podcast over in Los Angeles. Just to let everyone know, he's Enoch. Okay, he doesn't show himself as Adam Kanzari. Sorry.
And his wife's on there too, Miss Louisa.
Oh, yeah, 6 million's on there. Hey, Miss Louisa. By the way, everyone, for those of you who follow me on Facebook, how many of you enjoyed that savage meme of me reprobating Brother Michael? Brother Michael. Oh, my soul. Not Brother Michael. Whoa. What's his name? Michael
Johnson.
Johnson. That was made by 6 million.
Yep.
So she did a great job on that.
Artist.
She's an artist, and she did an awesome job on that. So credit to you. Let's see. Brother Ben says, glad to see this conference is still happening, even with the reps trying to stop it. Oh, yeah. We got some stories about that. We have Patiently Waiting. What's up? Georgia representing. Hey, Georgia? What in the world? Hey, you're not too far from us. No, yeah, actually, they're pretty far.
They're like 4 hours away or something like that, right?
4 hours, like 4 days
like
or something.
Like a day and a night worth of driving.
Pastor, my son Alex is 8, says hello, too. He loves listening with me. Tell Alex I said hello. Teresa, thank you so much for that. And Miss Janelle, absolutely, memes are life, she says.
If you don't enjoy memes, what are you doing? Go follow New IFB Memes.
By the way, people hate on memes sometimes on Facebook.
Yeah.
But this is who I realize the people who hate on memes, okay? Those who can't meme, right?
Yep.
And then those who support the people we're memeing.
Yeah. Or they're just weirdos.
Or both, right? So people who can't meme are typically the ones who criticize the memes, or those who are defending those we're memeing about, or both, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, hey, memes are great. They're a great way of communicating.
Yes, that's what Pastor truths. Shelley said.
Oh, did he say that?
Memes are just a way of communicating. And I'm like, I like that. It is.
Pictures are worth 1,000 words.
That's right.
And memes are worth 2,000. So. Brother Brett Stockton says, we got acorns here, amen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Brother Marcos, okay. So he's trying to chase. He's chasing the deer. And I'm telling him, like, go get that deer. But then he gets sidetracked because he finds. Do you have the acorn in your pocket?
I have them in my jacket.
Where is it?
It's
go
in my jacket
it.
Right there.
Go get it. Go get it. He finds an acorn, and you think the guy has never seen an acorn before in his life. And he literally, like, picks it up, and he puts it in his pocket, and he starts collecting acorns. So, yes, we got that. Brother Onilfo. What time is it? Bontage. Bontage, Onilfo. It says, hello, Pastor Mejia. Hello, Brother Marcos. My wife and I will be there, but tomorrow and Saturday. See you there. God bless you and bless our conference. Looking forward to seeing you, brother. Say hi to Miss Carmen. And we have here an acorn.
That's right.
So Brother Marcos found this.
I'm going to try to plant it in L.A.
and mess up the ecosystem in L.A. Yeah.
We're going to have deer in there.
Hey,
there.
You know what? L.A. is a city and it has a lot of skyscrapers. And that is a testament to man's dominion.
That's right.
Over wildlife and beasts, because you don't see any animals there. Amen. God considers it a curse when the beasts overrun, you know, the population.
That's
the
what
community.
I was telling Brother. Brother
reference Pastor Thompson's sermon on that one, The Beast of the Earth. It was a great sermon.
That's what we're telling Brother Brett. I'm like, well, y'all cursed out here or something? The beasts of the earth are taking over. We see groundhogs.
Brother Brett said that there's like turkeys running around.
Yeah, well, we asked the lady at the coffee shop, remember? She was like, yeah, it's not. It's like really. What she says is like, it's not normal to not.
She said
it's not normal.
It's
if
not
you don't
normal.
See deer.
Yeah. I don't know if you said that right.
I don't know.
It sounds about right.
I'm tongue twisting myself. I'm speaking in dark sayings and stuff.
Yeah, we don't have beasts over there.
No.
Now we have they're sodomite beasts, but you know what? Let me say this.
Oh, snap.
Today.
Oh, come on. Speak truth.
We're driving by and there's like billboards of like sodomites with like rainbow masks on. You have rainbow vehicles driving. When's the last time you saw a billboard like that in Los Angeles? El Monte.
I've never seen that.
I've never seen that before. I live in Montebello. I've never seen anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I live in Long Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a supposed gay-friendly city. There's only, like, a gay-friendly street there where, like, they painted the crosswalks rainbow, but people always do burnouts on those
the
things.
The beast of the earth.
So, yeah.
All right, let's read this comment section. Brother Jose is busting up. He's laughing. are you guys enjoying the weather? Actually, the weather's pretty nice out here.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, you need it's sweater weather. It's sweater weather.
Did you say sweater?
Sweater. I'm getting it mixed up.
Yeah, it is sweater weather. Yeah, it's really nice. It's nice and chilly. And so, because I think in Los Angeles right now it's like 100 degrees.
That's right.
So some, you know, I'm willing to leave that behind for the next couple of days.
The Lord knows how to deliver the righteous.
Yeah, the weather's pretty good. Let's see here. Midday stream. Pillar and Ground is on the chat line.
Brother
How's it
James.
Going, brother? Good to see you, Brother James. Love the podcast with Brother Ben the Baptist, speaking truth. Amen. You say, Brother Ulysses, says, I bet Andrew Sluter wishes his podcast was this cool. Well, Andrew Sluter's not cool.
No, he's not.
The guy has his he literally calls it the
Look
podcast.
Out.
Lookout podcast.
Yeah.
So is that like a personal testimony of his
that
or
is.
Something or what?
I think he's just saying he's just lukewarm. He doesn't want to do any great things for God anymore. He just wants to be fat, be Rosie O'Donnell's dyke sister kind of type thing, you know?
All right, let's see. Seeing people want to talk crap about Los Angeles. Yes, Jose, thank you for that comment. Is it too late to donate for a conference T-shirt? I forgot about it. No, it's not too late. I think you can probably go on there and donate something. I think we have some shirts. You're not coming to the conference, Brother Heath, so they can mail it to you if you want, if that's what you want. So you can still donate, and then Good Works Raymond will actually mail you that shirt. And so it's not too late for that. And then let me keep reading here. Watch him wear an L.A. cap also. Brother Ulysses, I'm not sure. What he's he's saying that Sluter the Intruder is imitating. Yes, Ryan, Brother Ryan, what's up, y'all? he says. Brother Ben Baptist is saying hi to Ryan. Okay, now they're just commenting amongst themselves. Brother Jordan says, what's up, y'all? And awesome, I had no idea this was happening. You know, this is kind of done last minute. Actually, let me just be quite honest with you. The reason we're doing this podcast is, number one, because we need to have a podcast this week.
Yep.
But number two is we're testing out the live stream for tonight. So make sure you tune in to the live stream tonight for the Fundamentalist Conference. It starts at 7 o'clock here in Cincinnati, Ohio. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You guys, those on the West Coast are about 3 hours away, so you can catch it early. Actually, you can catch it before church starts. So those of you in the comments section, I expect you guys to be there in church. Amen.
That's right.
To hear Brother Ulysses preach. He's going to be doing a good job. But the live stream for the conference is not going to be on the First Works Baptist Church channel. So keep that in mind. It's
going to
be on the Wild Olive Tree channel. So we're going to stream it on the Wild Olive Tree channel. So make sure you go to the Wild Olive Tree channel and subscribe to that channel and tune in. Make sure you hit the bell and, you know, all that stuff to, you know, the reminder for tonight. So that's where it's going to be streamed for the next couple days. So just keep that in mind. It's not going to be on the First Works channel. But sure enough, someone's going to ask, where's the live stream? Right? You always do that. And he's like, he already announced that it's on the Wild Olive Tree channel. So keep that in mind there. Make sure you watch. Hey, Brother Mark Barfield, how's it going? Good to see you. All right, so let's talk about the presidential debate.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
The fate of America.
So did you watch it?
Like 15 minutes of it.
What'd you think?
That thing was childish. Super childish.
Yeah.
I can't believe that one of these, I mean, one of them's already our president, but it's like,
one of them has the potential to be our president.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm glad I'm not like a Republican or a Democrat.
Yeah.
Because they'd be losing it right now. I'd be losing it if I was.
This is what the old IAB is losing their minds about right now.
Yeah.
Let me just say something. When I went to Texas
say
to go
it.
Visit my fiance,
mm-hmm.
Like when we went to her church, she goes to an old IAB church.
Yeah.
She's super solid. She loves our preaching. You know, she listens to an IAB. But, like, one of the things I kept hearing over there is, like, man, if you're worried about what's going to happen in November, the elections and stuff like that, just leave that up to God. I'm like, what the heck? Why are you guys, like, so worried about the elections? It's like, it's like, you know, this thing's going to crash and burn. It's like,
yeah, I did not even know the debate was going on yesterday. Actually, one of my Fox News relatives had to tell me that.
Oh, man.
And they're like, hey, the presidential debate's happening. But it was crazy. That thing was so childish. It was crazy. But here's what it reminds me of, because it looked like what? What did it look like to you?
Like a Calvinist debate.
Because they're full of debate, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, for me, it just kind of looked like, a childish debate.
Yeah.
It looked like two kids just kind of going at it, right?
Yeah.
So really, when you think about it, that's exactly what the United States deserves. And in fact, when the Bible talks about a nation that's cursed,
mm-hmm.
what God says is that basically he gives them children as rulers. Let me read it to you in Isaiah chapter 3. It says in verse number 3, it says, the captain of 50 and the honorable man and the counselor and the cunning artificer and the eloquent orator. Verse 4, and I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. It says, and the people shall be oppressed, everyone by another and everyone by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient and the base against the honorable. And so that's exactly what we see. We see that children are given to us as princes and rulers.
Yeah.
I think the best part about the debate is the fact that President Trump wouldn't allow Joe Biden to talk.
Yeah.
And then Wallace is just like losing his mind. He's like, Mr. President! And he's just going crazy. I saw a really good meme on Facebook, and it was like a WWE match or whatever, and you have one guy on the outside, he's Wallace, and then you have President Trump as one of the wrestlers who's about to like suplex Joe Biden. It was great.
Well, someone took a picture of the debate, but then they put the Snapchat filter where it turns you into a baby.
Oh yeah, I saw
that. Yeah. So I was like busting up at that one.
I saw that. That was funny.
Yeah. Yep. It was funny because like when they asked Joe Biden a question. He like looks down and he just goes, well, good luck. he's telling himself good luck because he's like, I have no chance of
that guy's losing his mind.
Yeah, his eyes are like growing dim. Like you can tell, like, I don't know, it's just like just evil or something in his eyes or something. He has an evil eye.
It's just a scary thought to think that like our country's gotten to a point where someone would actually appoint that guy. People would actually vote that guy in.
If you think about it, look at the riots, you know, like the our president is just a representation of like what our country is.
Yeah.
And you think about like the riots are just a bunch of people that didn't get their way.
Bunch of babies who are just
crying out in the streets.
Those are the ones that were basically throwing fits in the store and never got a spanking, right? And that's exactly what you have today. And he's the one who's leading it because he's the biggest baby of all, right?
Yep.
So, Mr. President, stop! Yeah. That's exactly what you kept seeing there. It was funny. I enjoyed whatever, you know, the parts that I listened to. It was very entertaining. But, hey, our hope is not in the white. Hey, I remember going to old IFB church and they used to. In Bible college. And they used to say, they used to tell us, the hope of America is not in the White House. Mm-hmm. It's in the church house. And it seems as though a lot of pastors and Baptists and Christians have lost sight of that.
Yep.
You know, they're placing their hope in Egypt.
That's right.
And that staff is going to go into their hand. Mm-hmm. And it's going to let them down.
Yep.
You know, and look, we're supposed to be seeking a better country. So, you know, fear not. You know what I mean? We're sojourners here.
Yeah.
And everyone says, you know, illegal aliens, you guys. Hey, every Christian's a legal alien here, amen. we're actually aliens here because we have a better home. We're only sojourning here. So, yeah, it was pretty entertaining. I enjoyed watching whatever the parts that I saw. And it was pretty funny. But let's talk about the conference shutdown. So we're gonna segue here from talking about babies arguing till babies crying, right?
Yeah.
So our conference, there's been someone who's actually been on a campaign to shut us down. And are you turning me off? You just turned me off. Why did you do that? You violated your own principle, man. Sorry, those of you. Brother Marcos is messing with the cameras right now. As you can see, he's gone. Anyways, so we have this guy who's been trying to shut us down, and he's been making videos about us, and he doesn't like the fact that we're having a fundamentalist conference. And so what he did was he actually called the venue. Well, let me backtrack a little bit. Let me explain what happened. So last year we had this conference with Pastor Fritz. We came up with this idea that we're going to have just basically a preaching service where he's going to preach, I'm going to preach. We're going to have some soul winning, get some people together, and we rented out this venue at the Holiday Inn. That's where we're at, right? And so we're like, I told the lady, hey, we want to come back next year. Make sure you reserve it for us. She was gung-ho about it. It was great. And, you know, he basically looked for that video. He found the address, and he called them. And he basically said, hey, you know, these people are blah, 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 hate preachers. And he had a bunch of other people call and threatening them. And she literally left a voicemail saying, we're fearful for the safety of our employees because they're getting threats and all these things.
Fear
so we can't,
not.
You know, they're saying all these things about like they're scared and that's why they can't have us. So I'm thinking like, you know, it's nonsense. They're not going to come down and do anything to you. First and foremost, if they really hated us that much and if they're really that tough, they would threaten us, not
that's
them. Right. Or why just threaten? Why don't you just come down to the venue and meet us there? If you hate it, show your face if that's what you think. But, you know, they're a bunch of fearful people. And so they fight behind a screen. They fight behind an email. They're keyboard warriors. They fight behind a phone call. And that's all they got.
Yeah.
So anyways, you know, we didn't use that venue. And we came up with a plan. And the plan was to send these bunch of reprobates on a wild goose chase. So this guy who's been trying to shut us down for the last couple of days, he's literally been posting videos about, yeah, we shut them down at the Marriott, and we shut their venue down in this spot and whatnot. They're saying, like, they got us on all these different venues. We're not even there. It's called a decoy, right?
That's right.
It's called a decoy, folks. We used a bunch of decoys. And, you know, he's literally posting, and everyone's like, praise God, he's shutting them down, God's using you, and all these things. Like, the new IFB is not going to be able to do this. And we're just chilling over here.
We're drinking some coffee right now.
Doing the Rod of Iron podcast.
I slept good last night. So
me
like,
too.
It didn't affect me at all.
Yeah. So.
We're not losing sleep.
No. So it worked out, you know.
Yeah.
Bunch of crybabies. Hate. And look, this conference is not about sodomites. Mm-hmm. It's not about reprobates, you know. What is it about? It's about the fundamentals of the faith.
That's right.
Right? But it kind of goes to show you that these reprobates just hate the truth.
That's right.
They hate the truth so much that even though we're not talking about those particular topics, which they hate, it's just the Bible that they hate. Mm-hmm. And they hate the man of God. They're despisers of them that are good. So no matter what the good man of God does, soul winning, preaching on the fundamentals of the faith, singing unto the Lord, gathering, assembling together to, you know, go out and evangelize and soul win and preach the word of God and fellowship, they hate that because mm-hmm. they hate the light. They hate anything that's wholesome and good, right?
Yeah.
So what should we do? Send them on a wild goose chase.
Yeah, give them something to do, like make their time worthwhile. Yeah,
exactly. Just waste their time, you know, and kind of squirm in the process. Make them think like they got you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You guys won.
Oh, no. You got me. What shall we do? I can't believe they shut us down.
Oh, no. They shut us down again.
What shall we do?
Drink coffee and let's think.
So, you know, we sent them on the wild goose chase. They took the bait. They took the decoys. It worked out great.
And we're having it tonight.
Yeah, we're having it tonight. And we're having it tomorrow.
Yep.
And we're having it on Saturday. And you know what's going on Saturday? After the preaching's done, I'm heading back home and I'm preaching on Sunday.
That's right. You can't shut that down either.
You can't shut that down. Go ahead and call the manager of that place.
Yeah.
I dare you.
Yeah.
Call the guy who's running it. I dare you. So anyways, what does that have to do with babes? Everything, because he's a crybaby.
I mean,
he's a crybaby.
Exactly. But like crybabies, they're little snitches.
I never thought of that.
And what do snitches get?
Stitches.
Stitches.
Yeah.
We can sip some coffee to that.
They actually got really good coffee here in Ohio.
Yeah. You guys are really good on coffee.
Yeah.
I'll give you props for that.
So, are my church members still on the chat? Because I got something to tell them. Let's see, 6 million is there. Some of my church members are there. You're going to be disappointed, but I'm just going to let you know right now. Some of you are not going to be disappointed. Marcos got me off keto today. He got me off keto.
I got myself off keto, too. So
I know.
I need someone to do it with me.
But we had this Culver's type of a restaurant out here called what?
Freddy's.
Freddy's.
Yeah.
And concrete mixers and flat. What are they called?
Smash burgers. Steak burgers.
Smash steak burgers. And so, yes, you heard right.
Brother Jose knows what's up on Freddy's.
Brother Jose does?
Yeah. He hits up Freddy's in Victorville over there when he does runs over there.
Verity Fresno Matthew says, turn up, Brother Marcos. Turn it up.
Let's see here. You haven't been muted. What in the world?
I'm just kidding. Wait, talk. Let's see. Testing.
Okay, there we go. 1, 2, 3.
Let's turn you up. How's that, folks?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hope that worked out there. Baptist Truther is on there. What's going on, brother?
Baptist Truther, who's that?
He's from Faithful Word.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Freddy's California style is bomb, he says. I didn't try that one. We had the bacon one.
Yeah, that one was good.
Yeah.
Just, we got to talk about the fries, though.
Brother Mark, you would like Freddy's burgers. It's like the equivalent to Culver's.
Yeah.
So it's actually really good. The only thing about Freddy's burger is the fries are like these tiny little sticks.
They're anemic.
I feel like they're dried up chow mein or something like that. Yeah. It's just this sad little fry. It was disgusting. So, but the burger was good, and so was the concrete mixer. So let's talk about why we're having a fundamentalist conference. So we talked about the presidential debate, and the presidential debate was a bunch of older men mm-hmm. acting like babies. Then we talked about the conference shutdown, which is about crybabies.
Yeah.
And now we're going to talk about the fundamentalist conference. Now, what does it have to do with babes? Well, here's the thing. The fundamentals of the faith is dealing that which is foundational, right?
Amen.
And the Bible says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, let me read to you from Hebrews chapter number 6, which is the verse, chapter number 5, excuse me, which is what the conference is based upon. It says here in, I'm in Timothy, good night. Here we go. Hebrews chapter number 5 and verse number 12. This is why it's important that we understand the fundamentals of the faith, okay? Fundamentals are the basic principles of the oracles of God. And the Bible says here in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse number 12, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers, Ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. So according to the Bible, when someone is unskillful in the Bible, it basically means that they don't have the foundational doctrines down, mm-hmm. right? And one of the foundational doctrines, as we're going to see in Hebrews chapter 6, is salvation, for example.
Amen.
Repentance from dead works and faith toward God.
That's very
foundational. It's the most foundational thing there is, right? You know, for no foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ should be the foundation. Salvation should be the foundational teaching that we understand. Eternal security, faith alone. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You know, these are foundational teachings of the word of God when it comes to salvation. But you know, there's a lot of pastors out there that are a bunch of babes in Christ.
Their foundation is in the White House.
Their salvation is in the president.
Yep.
They probably understand more about politics than they do about the Bible.
Amen, yep.
And that's why you have a lot of pastors who... You know, and I'm not saying all of them are unsaved.
I'm saying all of them. No. I thought you were going to say something else.
No, I'm not saying they're not saved. Because, you know, some of them are saved. Because a lot of them, you know, if they may say, like, repent of your sins to be saved. Yeah. But, like, you corner them and you, like, you pin them down a little bit and you ask them what they mean by that. At the end of the day, they'll say, well, it's by faith alone. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't lose it. You can't repent of all your sins to be saved. It's just that they have their terminology mixed up.
Yeah.
But it has to do with the fact that they're not really grounded and well-rounded in that foundational doctrine of salvation, right? And so the Bible actually says that they're a babe in Christ. They're unskillful in the word of righteousness. And it goes on to say in verse 14, but strong meat belong to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. I'm going to go back up to verse number 12. It says, for when for the time you ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. So what would you compare strong meat to?
Just like deep doctrines like the post-tribulation rapture, you know, replacement theology, the reprobate doctrine. Those are deep things of God right there.
Right, right.
Like just being able to, for example, like eschatology, end times, Bible prophecy.
Hey, that was a Bible college word you used there.
I'm sorry. But like, just like being able to decipher timelines, who the beast is. And
how
stuff
about
like that.
Just like parables?
Exactly.
You see, parables, folks, are synonymous with dark sayings, which means that, you know, they're a little cryptic. And the way you decipher parables is by the clear teachings of Scripture.
Amen.
Parables are not to be used as a foundational
doctrine,
passage of Scripture to teach doctrine. They're like the icing on the cake of the clear statements of the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So when you know what the Bible says about salvation and eternal security, you'll find that throughout the Word of God, in parables and dark sayings. But those are the deep things of God. But if you're a babe in Christ, you're unskillful in the Word of righteousness, and you're not going to be able to find those things. I mean, think about how many pre-tribbers, for example, they stay away from the book of Revelation, and you know they believe in the pre-tribulational rapture, and how many parables and dark sayings they miss out on.
Yeah.
Throughout the Bible because of that. They're a babe in Christ. They're not ready for the strong meat. You know, we just taught on Acts chapter 12. And in Acts chapter 12, we saw a symbolic representation of the tribulation. You know, with Herod being the Antichrist, Peter being the saint who is thrown into prison, you know, James being the martyr. And then you have Peter going to prison. And who do you have coming to... You know, take Peter out of the prison, the angel.
Yep.
And the angels shall gather the elect together out of the four winds. And he was gathered together out of the four, quaternions, right? The soldiers there, and he was delivered from there. I mean, you see basically the tribulation and the rapture, the post-tribulational rapture in a lot of dark sayings and parables in the book of Daniel, for example. But you're not going to be able to see those things if, you know, was she talking to us? Or maybe she's talking to someone else. I'm sorry? Yes, we do. Yeah.
We're having something right now.
We're having something right now. Thank you for interrupting our podcast there. she threw me off.
They should have staff meetings here.
Don't say where here is. Yeah. Don't say where here is. All right. But anyways, what I'm saying is basically this, is that the foundational teachings are very much important because of the fact that if you don't get the foundational things right, God's not going to reveal more light unto you. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible talks about how the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Yeah, well, if you're not even faithful in the little, how is God going to expect you to be faithful in the much?
Right.
You know, how's going to reveal more truth, more doctrine unto you?
And wouldn't you say, like, when you find those deep truths and parables and dark sayings, it gives you just a greater appreciation for the Word of God.
Amen.
And you know what? A lot of pastors are not appreciating the Bible as much as they should. And it could be because they're not being revealed the deep things of God, mm-hmm. but that's because they don't have the foundational teachings right.
Yeah.
You know, they're not faithful in that which is little. And, you know, Hebrews chapter 6 goes on to tell us what those things are. It says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on into perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith toward God, so on and so forth. So it's basically saying that in order for us to mature, to not be a babe in Christ, in order for us to move on to perfection, in order to leave those foundational teachings behind and go on to the meat of the word, we have to have this foundational teachings right. And so that's why we're having the Fundamentalist Conference. I'm excited about all the sermons that I'm going to listen to today, today and tomorrow and Saturday. I already know what the guys the men are going to be preaching on, the pastors, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm not going to give you a spoiler alert. Brother Juan Payan is on here. Thank you for your podcast and Godspeed. Thank you for tuning in, brother. Brother Braden Clock, hello from Perth, Ontario. Who else do we got here? Brother Ben the Baptist said the lady was a preacher. Yeah, probably. I wouldn't doubt that. It's Brother Adam's birthday today. Are we talking about Brother Adam Kanzari? Is it his birthday today?
Oh, someone's getting jumped when we get back.
Can someone tell me in the chat if it's his birthday? Nobody can tell me in the chat. All right, whatever. Let's see here. Oh, you know what? This is a little delayed, so it's taking people a while.
Mm-hmm. Type faster, guys.
Know what we're about to say. So I'm looking forward to the conference. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
People, I encourage you, brethren, I encourage you to tune in tonight at 7 o'clock. And again, Pastor Berzin is going to be preaching tonight. And tomorrow it's going to be Pastor Joe Jones. He's some great preachers.
Yeah.
Pastor Jason Robinson is actually, I'm a close friend of his. And he's a close friend of mine. We always have good fellowship. So I'm always looking forward to hearing him preach. It's going to be, and just the time of not just preaching, but just fellowship.
Yeah.
You know, getting to fellowship with the brethren, seeing people from this part of the state. And so we're looking forward to everything that's going to be taking place tonight and this week. Pray for us. Let's see what we see here. We have someone from Sweden, Brother William. Great show, Pastor Mejia. Michelle Louisa asked you to give him a shout out. So Brother Adam Kanzari is a church member in our church, and I guess it's his birthday. He's probably, how old is he?
I don't even know. I think he was like 24, I think. He's probably 25 today.
Yeah. Sounds about right. Happy birthday, Brother Adam.
Should we sing happy birthday to him right now?
No. You're getting jumped when we get back, Brother Adam. This is how we do in LA. All right, I tune in a little bit late. Is this a promo or an episode? How about both?
Yeah, because we're actually talking about the last thing right now.
Yeah, because we're actually talking about the conference right now. So,
yeah.
Is Ohio near Los Angeles?
Yeah, sure.
No, it's not. It's in the Midwest. It took us a while to get here. Oh, Hike says that he's like 22 years old, Brother Adam.
Oh, okay.
Brother Adam is from Canada.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Well, I think that's it for the podcast. We've been doing this for about 40 minutes or so. And so that's what we wanted to hit on. We wanted to hit it on our trip. We want to talk about the presidential debate and how they sounded like babies arguing. The conference being shut down because of crybabies. And then the Fundamentalist Conference, which is encouraging people not to be babes in Christ. Amen. To start eating the meat of the word.
Yeah.
Strong meat. Not this vegetarian tofu garbage. You know what I mean? When they're reading the NIV or the ESV.
Exactly.
You need to get on the KJV. Amen.
I think that's why like a lot of Baptists, like eventually, like especially like younger guys, if they go to Bible college, like especially West Coast Bible College.
Where's that at? Lancaster Baptist? Are you talking about Paul Chapel?
Yes.
Oh, the names
but
are
usually
being dropped.
Those guys, when they come out of that college, because they're not grounded in the fundamentals of the faith, you know, they end up changing their name to like Rock Hills Church or something like that.
They should.
That's actually
they should
Paul
do that,
Chapel's
though.
Son's church name, Rock Hills Baptist Church.
Don't you believe they should do that, though?
Oh, heck yeah, yeah.
They shouldn't even be called Baptist.
Don't even associate yourself with
some Baptists. Are they get sad when they change their name or they drop the Baptist mm-hmm. with the fundamental. I rejoice.
Amen.
Because I don't want people to confuse our movement with them. So.
Yeah, we're not dumb. It's like, yeah, right. I don't know those guys over there.
That's right. Are the fires still going on in California? Yep, every Sunday morning, yep. Sunday night, every Thursday, we have fire coming from behind the pulpit. So absolutely, we actually keep the fires going throughout the year, amen.
Our God's a consuming fire, by the way.
Yeah, our God is a consuming fire, and so, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and we're looking forward to the conference tonight. Again, just as a reminder for those of you who might have tuned in a little late, the conference will not be live streamed on my channel, but it will be live streamed on the Wild Olive Tree channel. So go to Wild Olive Tree, make sure first and foremost you subscribe to the channel. And then hit the bell, hit the reminder, do what you got to do, you know, hit the like button, shoot a comment, make sure you're in the comment section. Pastor Burson's preaching tonight. It's going to be great. So we're going to live stream it to the Wild Olive Tree channel tonight, Friday, and Saturday. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be great. God bless you all. Let's see if we can get a couple comments here at the very end, though I think it's a little delayed here. Brother Keith. Keith. Brother Keith.
Keith Rivas?
Yeah, Keith Rivas is on here. He's a podcast original, right?
Yeah.
Rod of Iron Podcast original. Brother Christopher Camacho's on here.
Ooh,
good to see you guys. And so,
representing
miss you guys. We miss our church. I miss my wife and my kids. I miss our people. And we're coming back home this weekend, but we're looking forward to a great conference. God bless you guys, and have a great night. Did you say what?
Night. I was going to say day, but...
Peace out, guys.